2014, of course, a big year for Broncos free agents. And on the defensive side of the ball, a future Hall of Famer in DeMarcus Ware joining the fold. This was a big one because this was Mr. Cowboy for a lot of years. Him and Tony Romo right there. And he, you know, ends up in Denver.
The other big thing was that him getting paired up with Von Miller. You know, Von Miller grew up in the Dallas area, always looked up to DeMarcus Ware. And then to have DeMarcus Ware come into the locker room, be a part of this team, and just sort of show Vaughn the way.
You like DeMarcus' style here. You got the sweater with the button. I know you're a big fan of a pattern on a button down.
Yeah, he always came in with that sweater. He's that kind of like that boss, Hugo Boss kind of look, you know. And I mean, who doesn't love DeMarcus Ware?
All right, let's get to his best bite.
Some of the things that they have missing, and that was the main thing, is having pass rush and being able to, you know, hold teams and have, you know, lower points so, you know, Peyton can do his thing. I feel like, so that was perfect for me to come here, and that's why I feel like it was a perfect fit.
That could have been our predicting the future bite, because that was really the recipe for success for the Broncos, especially in 2015. The offense would get out to a bit of a lead, and the defense in the second half would just shut teams down.
Yeah, coming in, well, that offseason where Ware came in, the idea was, hey, the offense is putting up Star Wars numbers. Right. So if you bring in some defensive pieces, put it together, it's sort of like a super team. The pass rush was so critical, and even Ware had a huge game in the Super Bowl. Everybody talks about Vaughn's game in the Super Bowl. Ware was getting after Cam all game long.
Awesome. Also in the AFC Championship game, too, against Brady. Do you feel like he found a kindred spirit in Peyton Manning? Two guys who had been with two teams, two iconic franchises, were the stalwarts for their groups, and then they move on.
Well, they really bonded that 2015 season when they were both hurt. They would sit in the trainer room and watch the games, you know, and they're getting all competitive together. And I think that those two really bonded during that period.
All right, let's go on to the predicting the future. This one involves one Von Miller.
And when Von first came in, before he got drafted, I talked to him a little bit. I've been mentoring him. And being able now to have an opportunity to play with him is a whole different thing. Being in the same locker room with him, being able to teach him some things, and I'm looking forward for that opportunity.
What do you think his impact was on Von Miller? Is Von Miller the same player today without DeMarcus Ware?
No, I mean, there's no way, even just from the leadership standpoint. But like I kind of mentioned it before, you know, Von was sort of at a turning point in his career, and DeMarcus really got him on the, you know, straight and narrow. And just even like things as simple as like how to eat, how to train, you know, all of those little details that make a great player or a good player into a great player, that's everything that Ware taught Von.
Mr. Miyagi and the Karate Kid,
exactly.
Batman and Robin.
Exactly.
Do you see seeds of that now with Von and Shane?
I think that's the idea, you know. I'm not sure Von has quite the same personality as DeMarcus, you know.
Right.
A little more goofy, a little more, like, playful, even though DeMarcus was sort of silly. I mean, he was a little bit silly. But not in the same
the
way
onesie,
as Von.
He won the onesie up on the podium.
Yeah,
the,
exactly. Yeah, goggles. I mean, he's got a silly personality, but not the same way as Von. But I do think that there's things that Von tries to emulate from Ware in terms of leadership, for sure.
One of the best moments for me in 2015 was seeing him hold up that ring at the ring ceremony with all of his family there. Like I said, I firmly believe top 10 career sacks. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I hope he's first ballot. But all indications would lead you to believe this guy will be in Canton.
His numbers are off the chart, no question.
The last guy on our free agency flashback list is a recent signing from 2017, also on the defensive line. We'll get back to it.